Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Takes pre-season podcast with Craig, Tom, but not Ash for this section.
No Ash.
I won't say segment. We are live from the Edinburgh Festival. So if you hear a bit of noise, the tweeting of birds, the sound of comedians desperately plugging their shows.
Me treading in dog shit.
You've done that.
I've just trod in dog
shit.
It's
all started off well. That is the beauty of live broadcasting. We do four podcasts. All of a sudden, we think we're a Radio 1 road show.
Yeah.
And we take you to the road.
And tread in dog shit. That's what happens.
It's rock and roll. So we're up here because obviously Tom has got his show. Let's get the plug out of the way, in fact.
It's Three Sisters Courtyard, Comedy Bus, 9:15 p.m, complete Holmes and Shakeshaft. A little quote I got from the Daily Mirror. Well worth watching. Thanks very much.
There you go.
Yeah.
The subtlety of a brick. That's it was nice. Done. How's it going? Is it going good?
It's going well, thanks. Yeah, nice. Yeah, up and down, really show-wise, but yeah, it's been nice. Yeah.
Did you think, when you started the festival, did you think, shit, I'm going to miss some of the football season for this?
I did think that, and obviously the first game tomorrow, Arsenal Palace, is on at 5:30. But I will be watching that.
Is it going to fit into your schedule?
Yeah, it should do. Yeah. My gig's not till late, so I can potentially watch all the football, which is nice. Yeah.
Well, the reason obviously we should explain Ash's absence, we haven't just sacked him off. He's back down in the Gaffer Tate's HQ with a couple of special guests from the league members. The league's been getting bigger and bigger, which is great, so we've got a couple of the league members in to have a chat pre-season. And obviously it's Friday now, it's the last chance you've got to make any changes to your team for the Fantasy Football League. We're going to let you know about our mini league, how to get involved in that throughout the podcast, and there's still time to do that, get in your dream team mini league. And obviously we're going to talk for our teams. A lot of people don't do it, but we may as well start. Is yours concrete now? Is it cemented?
Well, mine pretty much is. I noticed there was a couple of injuries, or you know, it comes up and says doubtful, 75% chance. So I've had to change a couple of players out. I suppose I can talk about this now, can't I?
Well, I might then steal something, but we kind of have to lay it on the line, really.
Okay, well, originally I went for Van Persie. I thought he's going to start, you know, he's going to start playing well. I think, you know, he's going to start banging him in if he sees half the form he saw at Arsenal or at the very start when he was at United. But then he got injured. Literally a couple of days ago, swapped him out for Aguero, who was then injured himself, 75% chance of playing, so swapped him out for Sturridge.
Yeah. So what's your front? Have you got a front three, front two?
I do.
First game?
Diego Costa.
Yeah.
I think that's a great shout. I think he's going to be getting all the goals for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Sturridge, as I said. And Austin.
Okay.
QPR.
Okay.
Absolute steal, and I think he's going to score.
Have you? How much is Austin? Do you know?
6 million.
Okay. So you've gone for one of the newly promoted ones. I was going to ask, not many people do that. No. I've done the same.
No, I went for, what, Austin?
I've not gone for Austin, but I've toyed with him.
Did you?
It doesn't say that. 75%. Does that affect his doubtful status?
75% toyed. Yeah.
No, I went with. I've gone with the Leicester boy, Alloa.
Oh,
from Brighton. I
bet he was cheap as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I think you can have two expensive strikers and midfielder.
Diego Costa and Wayne Rooney.
Okay.
And then Alloa. The only thing is, it's one of those gambles where it's not like you're committing to a whole season. You can make transfers every week, so I'm still looking for the bulk of my points to come from Rooney and Diego Costa. Yeah. And then I wanted to try someone that not many people have. Because if you go on the percentage picked stats, Costa's picked by 30, 40%. Because everyone knows Chelsea are desperate for a striker and they finally got one. So I've done the same thing. I've gone for a kind of newly promoted player in the hope that it goes well.
Yeah, I did the same. And I think, Austin, do you know what it was? I had a little notepad on my phone. Just attached to it, just paper, A4, it's massive.
Yeah. Take that to Dragon's Den, mate. It's a phone pad.
On the notepad on my phone, I made notes for months and months and months since the end of last season, before then, and one of them was Austin QPR.
So you've been making summer
notes notes to myself to remember them, and there's a couple of other ones in there that I've done.
You're going to not reveal yet?
I'm not going to reveal, but I will say that I have gone with Sanchez.
Yeah,
for Arsenal, because I think he's going to be playing up front, but they've got him listed as a midfielder.
Yeah.
So I think brilliant. So I've effectively got four strikers in my starting line. That is a massive tip that I've given to people there.
What, Sanchez being as a midfielder?
No, the fact that he will, I think, play up front or maybe just behind Giroud or something.
I thought you were alerting football fans that Sanchez was available.
No, I think the tip that picking him because of the fact that he's going to play up front, so you're effectively having four strikers if you go for the 4-3-3.
What was that?
I don't know. I forgot to swallow.
Well, hello. Well, the gimme of that is the extra striker. it's one of the big tricks, isn't it? You look through the midfield to see if you spot any strikers. For instance, I noticed Odemwenge at Stoke is listed as a midfielder.
Okay.
For this one, but it's not quite as high profile as Sanchez. So
no.
I always try and look for them or defenders that take set pieces and those kind of staples.
I remember a couple of seasons ago, Bale was listed as a defender when he'd moved when he was playing midfield and was scoring all the fucking time, and he was really cheap. It was a steal. But then I think about 89% of everyone had picked him.
But it's one of those, even though the percentage is high and you think, oh, I've got to do something different, it's like, well, no, you need to get on board with it as well. Aaron Ramsey was that guy last year. If you didn't have Ramsey, you weren't winning that week.
Yeah, and then he played really well in the Community Shield. We haven't talked about that. Yeah,
no.
Community Shield. I didn't watch it myself because that did clash with a gig I was doing.
It's a glorified friendly.
It is, to be fair.
Apart from to Arsenal fans.
No. Yeah, it means a lot, you know.
We're on a
bloody roll now. Two trophies within, you know, a couple of months.
It's a nice little tea tray for the office.
But yeah, and then at Ramsey, I mean, will he keep that form that he saw before we got injured last season? Because he was literally the player of the tournament.
Well, had he not been injured, I think he probably would have won
got it
the player
over,
of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's whether...
Have you picked him?
Do you know what? I haven't because I've gone for... I'm going to talk it... Oh, yeah, I did go for a new boy to the Prem, Herrera.
Okay, yeah.
Went for him because he played unbelievably well in United's pre-season friendlies.
Yeah.
Apparently. I didn't watch him, but I read up and they were saying how well he played, how he was just dicking defences and scoring and all this. And
which journalist was it who used that dicking defences?
Yeah, yeah. Big violent Ian.
I read
his blog, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
he was, yeah. So I went and... Because I feel at the start when you can just... There's no... you have unlimited substitutions.
Yeah.
You can do what you want. You kind of build a team that is a bit risky, and then you kind of think, well, actually, no, let's take him out and let's put... But, you know, I've kept a few in there.
I agree. I think the first couple of weeks you can be a bit risky and do those things. So who else completes the midfield then for the starting? Like, you've got Sanchez, you've got
Sanchez,
Herrera. It's all quite
Herrera,
high profile.
Barkley.
Okay, yeah.
I think he'll play well, and he was quite cheap.
Still, I didn't understand that.
And very, very cheap midfielder, Arteta.
Yeah.
Captain. Surely going to play a lot, but he's only like 5.5 mil.
Is he still going to play as much, do you think, with
well, I mean, he's still got the armband.
Yeah.
I don't know. That is a thing. You know, I will have to find out.
With
Wilshere
on crack or something these days, who knows?
Yeah. Bloody smoking cigarettes left, right and centre. You know, next thing, who knows? Yeah.
Jack Wilshere's life has increasingly become like a Grange Hill story.
Yeah.
He's getting told off for
really
smoking
bad.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, we've got that, and obviously the big game tomorrow in terms of transfers, one of the busiest clubs in the summer, is Liverpool.
Yeah.
So we've had Liverpool Southampton playing this weekend, for their first fixture, which is going to be interesting anyway.
That will
the amount of players
Liverpool
that have switched.
Bought the entire Southampton team, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it was on Twitter recently. I think Matt Letizia is probably on the verge of signing terms for them. They've absolutely pillaged.
The only bloke they've got left is the fella who makes the pies, I think.
That's it.
Southampton.
That's it. So they haven't got... Well, they have started spending money, but you've got to be furious if you're a Southampton fan. You see most of your attacking options go, and then you sign a goalkeeper for 10 million.
Yeah.
Who he is a very good goalkeeper, Fraser Forster, but it must have been a bit upsetting.
But the thing is that they can afford to do whatever they want, pretty much. They must have so much money.
Oh, it was nearly on 100 million, wasn't
it?
You know, Lovren and Lallana and Lambert alone raked in about 50. But a lot of people, again, we talked about the hatred of clubs, because you're not the biggest fan of Liverpool, are you? So
No, I don't mind Liverpool.
You don't mind?
I said last season I wanted them to win.
Any Liverpool players in your lineup? No?
At the moment, Sturridge.
Of course, yeah.
There's a dog coming.
The beauty of outside broadcasting.
Sorry.
Tom just shit it at a dog.
Well, I thought you could smell the dog muck on my shoe.
Yeah. Or he disagreed with your...
He's a dog. Yeah, or disagreed. Just Sturridge. Just Sturridge. I've had different players that I've taken now and put in. I think I had...
I'm almost certain I'll make more changes tonight, to be honest with you.
I will, Just hearing you mention something earlier made me think, I think...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so I've stolen that.
I've got Luke Shaw, and he's now 75% doubtful. He's gone from orange to red, and we all know that's
Well,
big time.
You know, next thing, he's gone green and he's dead, so...
Green's fine.
Is it? I don't know. I meant like he's actually gone green.
Oh, he's physically gone green. I don't mean his complexion.
Yeah.
He's not sunburned. That's not why he's gone to red.
Yeah.
He's just not available.
Just not
so
available.
I'll probably have a little play around there and get rid of him and someone else there. I'm one of those like proper Tinkerman Ranieri style. I'll change it right up until I can.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than when you wake up on Saturday and you've had like maybe you've had a night out on Friday and you sleep in and miss the deadline, the 11 o'clock.
And you've still got, and you've got someone that's not going to play.
Yeah, or you've got a ridiculous captaincy choice or something like that.
That's right.
And talking of captains, an interesting one. Who have you made your decision yet? Are you waiting?
Oh, no, I have made my decision. I think it's potentially bold. I think you have to go for a striker, didn't you?
Well, unless you've got Yaya Toure was my captain.
Well,
now
that's
and then
right.
Last
he was.
But
yeah.
First game of the season is very risky to say he's going to bang in the goals from midfield this season.
I've gone Diego Costa.
You've gone Costa.
I do think he'll score.
Yeah.
Like I said, Chelsea are putting all their eggs in one basket with him, really, aren't they? I mean, he's essentially the only striker they've got.
Mourinho's like waxed lyrical all pre-season, saying, "Oh, we didn't know how good he was, and he's phenomenal, and blah, blah, blah." So yeah.
Then is that just Mourinho?
Yeah. I mean,
you know.
But he is a pretty impressive. Even though his World Cup was obviously pretty disappointing, he's
Yeah,
he is an incredible player. He will score goals.
He will score. So I think that's probably a safe bet as captain for now.
Yeah,
for now anyway. Yeah, because I think I've done that before. I've put midfielders in thinking, you know, we might score, and then the centre forward does. I mean, he scored one goal, and you're thinking, oh shit, you know, because you've picked midfielders that haven't delivered. So
and then obviously you're banking on them a clean sheet. But I think safety is to go for a striker as your captain.
Yeah.
I've gone striker as well. I'm still torn between Diego Costa and Wayne Rooney. I just think Rooney.
Well, Rooney's been given the captaincy now. Yeah. That might give him a kick up the arse.
It's a new leaf. Everyone's kind of ready for him to perform. I think he's ready to perform. And judging by the stats, I think again about 38% of people, as it stands, have picked him. So a lot of people are thinking the same thing and thinking this is Rooney's season, new manager, new start.
Do you know how many people have picked Sturridge?
I don't actually. I haven't actually checked. We'll look
I'll
into
have to
it.
Check that.
Yeah, we'll have to look into it.
Because it's kind of been like people have forgotten about him, I think. You know, or certainly I had forgotten about him. I kind of just thought the whole Suarez thing, but you know, he's going to be their sole striker, and he was scoring when Suarez was there. I know Suarez was assisting.
Well, the first six games when Suarez was banned at the beginning of last season for his previous biting incident.
Yeah.
He was banging in goals for the first. I think he scored 4 in 6 for the first 6. Sturridge. Yeah. So he is a good player. And I think with Liverpool, it's people outside of Merseyside are wondering: was he relying on Suarez?
I don't think he was.
No, I think we're going to see as well. You know, these new signings. Sterling is getting better and better.
Yeah,
Markovic has been signed. He's injured as well, I think, at the moment. Markovic is 20 million. Impressive guy, apparently, from Benfica. And then they've got Ricky Lambert cleaning boots, so they still need one striker, I think.
Is he gonna see a game, Lambert?
I think he'll see a game. You know, those Christmas period when it's busy.
Yeah.
Maybe off the bench in Champions League group stages games if they're comfortable.
Yeah. That'll be nice for him. It's like I wanted him to score in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, if he'd have just scored one goal, that would have just been the ultimate sort of Cinderella story, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I mean, the goal against Scotland even on his debut, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're essentially pitying him, like, oh, bless him.
I know,
nice
but no, I love him. I think he's brilliant. I think he's great. I really like him.
I think it was a shrewd signing for $4
million. Yeah, definitely.
I know he's 31, 32, but he can score goals.
Yeah.
He's never missed a penalty, and then on Liverpool's pre-season, he manages to you know, miss one game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So he's straight away. But no, I think they'll still be there. I think Liverpool's still a good side. I think it's easy for everyone to think they're not going to quite have the same impact. But I think they'll still be there and thereabouts. And Liverpool players are still being picked, I think, quite highly. But it's amazing how many people are picking Man United players, judging by Twitter and judging by stats. People fully expect LVG to turn them around almost instantly. And obviously, Man United fans are fully expecting to win the league straight away.
Happen, yeah.
No,
I don't.
Still not enough in midfield. Well, and every ex-pro at Man United. You know, Gary Neville, Rio Ferdinand, they're all saying they need to sign more. They're not ready yet. But I mean, we will talk about that a little bit more. We'll have a little in the third part. Obviously, Ash is going to be talking. But for now, the mini league. You've got the pin, haven't you, Tom? Somewhere.
I have the pin here. Yes.
So if you want to join in the mini league, obviously on PremierLeague.com.
It's the official fantasy. Well, yeah, fantasy.premierleague.com.
Back to normality. Get on the gaffer tapes, mini league, and take on Tom, Ash, and myself,
and many, many others. The league is filling up nicely.
Yeah, hopefully we're knocking on to getting up towards 100 before the start of the season.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. The pin that you will need is 76843-242-81. Can I read that again? I felt like Andy Peters doing that, reading out the number for going live or whatever.
For those people listening who haven't been on Tom's Twitter, he doesn't look like Andy Peters.
Similar, but there are similarities.
There are similarities.
There are similarities. I have my hand up a duck often.
Really?
So, that's not true. So that pin again is 76843-242-81.
And remember to ask the bill payer's permission.
Correct.
Before you do that. Just before we go to a quick break, actually, and Ash will be back with his special guest in the league. Off the top of your head, you might need to look, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
our mini league so far, favourite team name?
Oh, there was one. What was the one I tweeted? I tweeted from the account. It was.
I did like T and Busquets, but I also, I think Exeter Gently.
That was it. That was the one. Exeter Gently.
Is that your favourite currently?
Was nice. Yeah. But someone I noticed had a very rude word as their team name, but then they had to change it. They got an email.
Did it get canned? They got
did
told.
Did you see the one?
Was it you?
It was the C word.
Was it?
Just that. Just the C just word. Just that. And then I noticed that they changed it to something else. But yeah, because you're not allowed rude words, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So. We don't mind. That's not us.
No.
If you want to put them in the forum
don't.
On there, do it. We're I did like Teenage Mutant Ninja Skirtles.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'll have to go through and check and read them all.
We'll have to have a look. But
there were some good ones.
We are going to give away a to-be-confirmed prize. There is talk of a signed Jan Mulby handkerchief, but I don't know how much we can deliver
on that. Something up for grabs the other day that I heard was a Steve Grizovic calendar. So
if you do want to join...
And that's the, I think, 1988 to 89
and
season.
7 months are just different parts of his nose.
Yeah.
So if you do want to get in on the mini-league, then join it on that pin.
Shall I do the pin again? Let's do the pin one more time.
You're really enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, I like it. 76843-24281.
Perfect. There is that's part one of the gaffer takes with Tom and Craig live from bloody Edinburgh.
Bloody live. It's
bloody live from
here.
Edinburgh. And Ash is going to be chatting to someone in the league, and we're going to be back with a bit of gaffer gambler, a bit of a last minute transfer roundup before you finalise your teams for the big kickoff for the season.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Part 2. I'm here with some special guests. Andy.
That's me, Andy.
Superb. And Harvey.
Hello.
Oh, genius. Come on. The banter between these two guys is incredible. Right, so you're part of my glorious five-a-side team and now part of the glorious Gaffer Tapes mini league.
Indeed.
How do you think you're going to fare in the fantasy football?
Well, probably better than our five-a-side because you've lost 2 out of 2 so far. But
yeah, well, I don't know. I think we're probably going to win both leagues.
Probably, but Harvey still just show his face.
Yeah. I mean, it's virgin territory for me. I've got third-party ownership.
Yeah, unfortunately, your girlfriend has stolen all your access codes and you're not allowed to play.
Yeah.
But will she allow you to play the fantasy football?
Yes. I had to think.
So no.
So no, yeah.
I had to think.
Well, she's got the passwords to his laptop, so we'll see.
It could well be deleted. Okay, so, Andy.
Yes.
Right. No one knows you. Who do you support?
I support United, and that is Man United.
And your justification is?
My justification is I've supported them since I was like 6, and... and I think you're supposed to say something like, your mum comes from like Manchester, so like you support the team where your family come from. Obviously I'm not from Manchester myself, I'm from all over the country, but mainly down south, so I've no attachment to the north other than my mum, so I'll go with that. And at the time,
so no reason at all,
glory hunters,
but yeah, but it sounds exactly like you are.
Well, I'm still supporting them after last season.
I can see one season in like 20 years.
One season now.
Yeah, you didn't like completely give up and start supporting Chelsea.
Yeah, unfortunately they didn't.
Go on then. Right, so speaking of people who are also glory hunters.
Hello, my name's Harvey. And I support Chelsea. Ruining football since 2003, as I've been told.
Yeah, so what was it like making the transition from being a Man United supporter?
It's more like the transition... No, you're correct. Yeah, when I was younger, I had a Man United shirt.
I bet you did as well.
I did. Sharp and everything.
That is amazing.
And then I came to my senses.
So have you actually supported Chelsea since you were 6 like me?
Yes.
That was like, yes.
Yes, since Abramovich took over.
That was like a sincere, yes, I've paid for my sins.
Oh, have you?
It's not like you, where it's like my cousin's brother's dog walked past Manchester or something.
Well, I stand by my original statement about my mum, and we'll go from there.
Okay. We'll go from there.
So, all right. So, Glory Hunter's got it. Right. So, but back to the original question: How do you honestly feel you're going to do in the fantasy football? Have you got any past experience? What's your...
My past experience is I've done it on and off for the last few seasons. Well, yeah. I say that. Say there's a 5-year period. I've done it twice.
Yeah.
I've started it and then that's it, really. So,
okay, well,
there's no changes usually made. However, now I feel it's serious business this season.
Yeah.
But I've been told I'm working with a master called Ash.
Yeah.
Who's a bit of a pro at this, so...
I've put a serious challenge down to the rest of the team. There's €10 riding on the winner of the league.
Yeah.
I fronted the money.
You did, yes.
I know, 10... 10 I was going to say 10 English pounds, but not...
No, it's not even
10
that.
10 German euros.
ten of your entire German euros.
What about you? Have you got any more credentials?
My football credentials?
Yeah.
For fantasy league.
Fantasy football. I did it once.
There we go.
Many moons ago. So this was like, I was doing GMVQ ICT.
Genius.
And
so how did you fare?
How did I fare? Well, I made the team.
Well, you made in the ICT.
Yeah. This is like before I had like a passing... I was kind of like a fair-weather Chelsea fan, obviously. And then when we started doing good, I obviously told everyone how I've been supporting them for many, many years.
Yeah.
But,
What happened with the fantasy league?
I think something bad happened or it just never happened or never started, much like me, probably.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. I was doing the... basically, it was in my IT class. And I'd be like, oh, what's this fantasy football league stuff? I was like, got on it. And I was like... I don't know how this works.
So, I can see you two are like charging straight to the top.
We're novices.
You've got no justification for being glory. I've just never played the fantasy football. Don't know what football is.
That means anyone else in the league who we beat is humiliated officially.
Yeah, that
surely.
Is true.
Yeah, surely.
I think actually, secretly, you guys might do quite
so
well.
So, what Andy, obviously, which is me, I'm called Legends 11.
Yeah.
And there's me, Harvey, whose team is... Call of Battle Zone Albion FC.
The Call of Battle Zone.
The Call of Battle Zone, of course.
Nice. So
there's all of the games.
So what, have you had a look through the league? Have you got any best names that you've seen of the other teams? You got any picks?
Lads on Touré.
Lads on Touré. Straight, that is a good one. What was the other one? Brescia Munch on centre-back, I liked. Jack's done well there.
The Tummy Milks.
Burnley Badge Kissers.
I've actually looked through these. This is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Bakery Lasagna.
Oh, 2 goals, 1 cup is a classic.
Oh, that's actually a good one. Yeah, I think mine's too serious, to be honest. I might have to rename it.
I don't know if you can. I think you're out now.
No, you can. You can.
Okay.
I think you can do it before it starts, because I've changed it already, because mine was even worse before. It's Warfield FC.
Oh, God.
And I looked everyone else's name briefly, and I was like, it's got to be better than that, but it's still not good enough. These names are a lot better.
I was very tempted to have Aston Villa Real Madrid.
Oh!
You see what I did there?
I did. So what have you gone for teams-wise? Andy, do you know who you got in goal?
Yeah, I've got Chesney and backup Krull.
And?
I've got Howard as my main goalkeeper and Courtois.
Oh, oh
why
really?
Did you pick Howard?
Huh?
Because he was top points last season.
Well, yeah.
that's a bad strategy.
Just saying.
But you've gone for two because Courtois is like pretty good. That's not a bad double.
No. I thought.
Yeah.
See if he starts against Burnley.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting here because you've picked two good goalkeepers, and Andy seemed like. He was angry at the thought that he was like, oh, you idiot, like you picked two good players.
Well, yeah, you look at the score list and it's... actually, no, I think Chesney was like third or something last year.
Yeah.
So, relatively all right. I think Krull, though, is not even on there. So,
yeah.
But it's the impressive performance of the World Cup.
Oh, that's why you've got about. For the penalties.
For the penalties, stars. Yeah.
That's why I went for Tim Howard, obviously.
Oh, Tim Howard had a good World Cup as well, so yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
against the Germans.
Who, what about defence? Defence, I've got Shaw.
Yeah,
which he's out. He's injured.
Yeah, for
which isn't good.
Good call.
Yeah, actually, I can see a running theme.
Let me check on my thing. I can't actually blimmin' remember now what I've even got.
Professional. What about you, Harvey?
Right, I can't remember. So
you can't remember either. Absolutely brilliant.
Right, I have it on my phone.
Well,
so
let's go through me. Here we go. Right,
no pun intended.
So I have Skrtel, Baines, Zabaleta, and Ivanovic in defence.
Yeah.
Obviously, Zabaleta might not be playing. The rest look good form, though.
So, Zabaleta's out and Shaw's out.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm confident in the back four. I went off, you know, players in a way that I liked, but they also did quite well last season.
Yeah.
So, I sort of tried to go with a safe bet on the defence and hope they do well. I mean, like you can, because I've seen some fancy football teams, some of my friends, who they pick these players, and you're like, what? But then, you know, they can end up being the ones that get the points.
Yeah. Harvey, have you worked out who's in your team yet?
I'm still doing this.
It's over.
It's gone. Signal Warfare. Right, let me get this up.
It's absolutely gone now.
Yeah, so you can't remember off the top of your head.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
What about a few players?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, I've got a core... I've got a core of Chelsea and Man United.
Have you got Messi in defence?
Yeah.
That's
what happened.
Yeah.
Who's your star player then?
Ooh, Toure.
Yeah.
He was the best one last season, wasn't he?
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get player of the year. Mm. He scored a lot of goals, didn't he? Was it like 25 from midfield?
Something like that.
You haven't gone for him, Andy. You have gone for Costa and Van Persie. Yeah. I see Van Persie's out as well.
Oh, he was only yellow. He's 75%. Now he's injured.
Oh my god!
Right, okay. I could do a quick change on that later on, though.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
could.
I'll put
yeah.
Ben on. Anyway, time. I've got. Well, I had Van Persie on because I thought, you know, with the new manager of United,
yeah,
you know,
Van Gaal.
Yeah, good chemistry there, but he's injured, so that doesn't help. And Da Costa, I picked him because obviously he hasn't played in the Premier League before. So, you know, I feel, generally, if you're relatively new to a league, obviously some players have played against him before, but usually they have a good first good season, because not many of them are used to playing him. So,
yeah,
it, you know, I don't, you've gone for Diego Costa as well, haven't you?
I have indeed.
So who do you think is going to do better than this season, Costa or Van Persie?
Ooh.
Because Van Persie didn't have the best season last year. But he's no, got
that was injury again, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
To an extent. The problem is, if you look at the seasons before that, even if you go on the Fantasy League and check it out, Van Persie dominated.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the injuries have caused a nasty season. That's the thing. I mean, Man United's last season. But then again, because Van Persie wasn't playing, he sort of carried them the season before when they won.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go bold prediction.
Yeah.
Top goal scorer.
What?
Who? Costa.
In the league. But the only argument against that, because Costa is really good, but Chelsea is the absolute striking graveyard.
Isn't it?
Him, Shevchenko, Torres.
Ooh,
there's a hole, yeah.
So basically they get the strikers and destroy them.
Yeah. Who was the guy who, when he first took over, they got him? Mattia Kesman.
Oh, yes.
Who was like, he's going to be the world's greatest striker. Oh, no, he ruined him as well.
Yeah, it's like that we bought Crespo.
Oh, yeah, so many good strikers.
So now this prediction's seeming really bad. I don't know if I'd go top scorer, but if he was top scorer, I'd do really well. But
he's been banging them in the pre-season.
But so's everyone.
Oh, right.
Welbeck has
been banging them, Eric been banging them in pre-season.
Yeah. Young's been banging them in, I think, hasn't he?
So, so getting back to the actual real world football then.
Yeah.
Who do you think's done the best business in the transfer window? Oh, well, the obvious king of all of it is Chelsea selling David Luiz for, was it 40 or 50 million?
50 million.
50 million is the best bit of business.
But that wasn't that before the World Cup.
Yeah,
I think that was almost like during the World Cup.
No, I'm not pointing out, I'm just saying, I guess he scored a good free kick and that was about it.
There's not a position just like, instead of like defender.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, he played...
Midfield. But it's like in the NFL, you have your special team. You get your free kick taker to come on.
Well, you get your clown to come on. Yeah. So special clown position. So is there anything better than that?
Well, Costa, it depends in what respect you're talking about, because that wasn't really the steal of the summer, was it? In any respect, it was more like the
best bit of business. The blue gotta be.
Well,
yeah.
What, for Luis?
Like, yeah. Selling him.
Oh, selling him, sorry, yeah, from their respect.
And for who Chelsea bought as well, we bought Fabregas.
How much was Costa?
Yeah, bloody hell.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Who else? Like, Felipe Luiz.
Yeah. They've strengthened big time, actually.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think the thing about the Premier League this season is everybody stepped up.
Well, have they?
Well, not everybody. Not
yeah, Southampton have really stepped up.
Crystal Palace have as well, haven't they?
Yeah. Someone stepped down.
They just, everybody else apart from Chelsea, just given up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Although the Mighty Hammers have signed a shit ton of strikers, so.
Diego Poirier.
Yeah, Poirier. Valencia.
Don't hold me to this, but my mate's a West Ham supporter, but there's always these rumoured signings every year for West Ham, isn't there? Of these massive players. and it just never happens, basically.
Well, I think anybody who's over the age of 35 and has ever been to London, they try and, like, convince them to come. They're always like, yeah, like, oh, London, yeah, cool.
We're, like, one of the biggest teams in London. Yeah. And they don't know anything about England. So.
They're like, oh, cool. Oh, who are you? Okay, so now the serious business time.
Right, okay.
Okay.
No more banter bus anymore.
No more banter bus. Yes. You guys, I've heard you.
Speaking of buses. What about Real Madrid going through Bracknell?
Oh,
yeah.
They were spotted.
The talk of Berkshire.
going through the drive through McDonald's, basically.
I had this like image in my head that if the bus broke down, there'd just be Gareth Bale and Ronaldo standing like a dude, but when they take free kicks, just kicking the chair. Not a chair.
The Bracknell chair. Yeah.
Not kicking a chair, kicking a wheel, just thinking, what do we do? No,
is that Bale's Bale? Amazing. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're playing for pride here.
Pride.
It's a little quiz.
Okay.
Well, not really. I'm scared. Quiz, I'm not really asking you questions.
Pop quiz.
Yeah. A little game between the two of you.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, or maybe less, maybe 20 seconds, or maybe 5.
Oh, great.
To justify your selection. You've got 30 seconds each to justify it, and then declare a winner, a pick, 3 rounds, and the winner is the best at the game that has no name.
Right.
So
I am not prepared.
Good. So here we go. So you've got 20 seconds to justify.
Oh my god.
Who is your favourite? Well, first of all, who is your favourite ever Chelsea player?
Dennis Wise.
Wow. Okay. 20 seconds to justify what I, Dennis Wise, is the sexiest footballer of all time.
The sexiest
footballer.
Go. Oh my god. The sexiest footballer. Well, definitely one of the shortest footballers that I've ever seen.
Does that work to his advantage?
Well, it could do. I'd say that the fact that even Alex Ferguson said he could start a fight in an empty room proves that he's passionate.
Yeah.
So I can imagine he'd be a passionate lover.
Okay, so passionate lover.
Passionate lover, so it'd probably be donkey punches would be in the equation. He might regret it at the time, but he knew what he was doing.
Okay, so, and then who's your favourite of all time?
If we're going off our favourite teams, which mine would be United.
Prop for this week?
For this week, yeah. This week. I'll probably have to say David Beckham, if I'm honest. Beckham.
Okay, so 30 seconds.
Yes.
Why is Bex your sexiest player of all time?
Is that even a real question? I mean, isn't he considered the sexiest footballer of all time?
Clearly by you, yeah.
Justify it to me.
Haven't you seen the adverts for the last, what? Isn't that like 8 years? That considered worldwide.
Freddie Limbo did it first.
Yeah. He's talking about the Sky one where he's not allowed to speak.
No, I thought we were talking about the Calvin Klein.
Sunday Night.
That's what you were thinking of.
No, of course that's what I was thinking of. There isn't really an explanation needed, much like Dennis Wise. I mean, there is an explanation for Dennis Wise. I mean, for Beckham, it's pretty self-explanatory. Let's be honest. Come on.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to have to award that round to Harvey. Because at least he put up an argument. Your eyes just glazed over and you started thinking about Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah. To be fair, you had better points and he... needed to be proved as sexy, whereas Beckham didn't, and fair enough.
Okay, so second round.
Right.
Harvey, you have to justify why Mourinho is the greatest manager in the league.
Ooh.
Of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time in the league this season.
Gay?
Gay?
Wow.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Justify Mourinho.
His existence.
Justifies existence? Yeah. Well, he's a good-looking bloke. As you know from the Gillette adverts.
Yeah.
I think that's why he got the job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, come on.
So, justifying Mourinho as the greatest manager. Well, his credentials kind of prove it.
They speak for themselves, but like you're speaking for them in this instance.
I'm speaking for his credentials.
Yeah.
Some Chelsea fan I am.
Yeah, so you're not even... Is Mourinho your favourite Chelsea manager?
Yes. I thought I had to think.
Okay.
Because obviously Di Matteo obviously brings back fond memories.
I was about to say...
For the 6 months that he was in charge.
The best manager of all time. He won the Champions League, so...
Yeah.
Obviously he's the best manager.
Obviously.
So, okay. For the last 5 seconds, justify Mourinho.
Silence. My mind went blank. It's just like a brain fart.
Okay. So, wow. No, you haven't scored big points there.
No.
So, Andy, we all know he's loomed large over Man United for years and years and years. You've got a... Harvey, words need to be said to describe him. Justify, in 30 seconds, why Moyes is the greatest manager. all time.
I think we're going to be talking about Ferguson, but now we're talking about Moyes. It feels like you're stabbing your club in the back when you try and say Moyes is the best manager of all time.
I distinctly remember you last season going on a rant for 4 hours about how he was the best creative.
Didn't he win like the Charity Shield or something?
He did.
Nothing else basically.
So much for the chosen one.
Well, I think, the chosen one, no, I don't think so. But he did well for a bit, and that was about it. And then...
Nice rhyming.
Yeah, it was actually. But yeah, there isn't... I think that's an unfair question, if I'm honest. You can't justify someone who basically made you finish in the worst position you have. What, it since the Premier League began, maybe?
Since probably seventh time.
Seventh isn't the worst position.
Well, for Man United. So yeah, I think he deserved to get sacked. You know, unfortunately, you know, he could have done well. But he just didn't.
Okay, so I'm going to have to give that to Andy.
Yeah.
As he's done a better job justifying Moyes, who was obviously the worst manager in football, than you did Mourinho.
Who's the best of all time.
Like the best manager Chelsea have ever had, isn't he?
Yeah, Chelsea. I'd say all times Ferguson, but I didn't get that question. So
that is why.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. Okay, so we need some sort of tie break. Last question.
There we go, yeah.
Okay, Harvey, give me your favourite kit of all time. Justification, go.
David Seaman's World Cup kit.
Oh!
You know what I'm on about.
Describe
you
it.
You know the one.
Describe it to
it's
us.
It's basically the one that looks like a clown threw up. And by Andy's reactions...
Was that yours as well?
Yeah, it was mine as well.
Oh, no!
I can't believe that
Battle Zone wins again. He wins all of the games.
Realm of Battle Zone has defeated you.
That is so unfair.
Oh, 2-1 to Battle Zone.
Oh,
well, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on the show.
That's all right.
Look forward to the Fantasy Football League.
Yes.
Remember, you can still join thegaffertapes.com. Subscribe, join the league, get the pin, all that kind of stuff. Andy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
What is your Twitter?
My Twitter is AJRoberts88.
You can get all of AJ Roberts's fabulous Ferguson banter on Twitter. And Harvey?
Harvey Deeks. HARVYDKS. No vowels, of course.
Nice.
All in caps.
So you can follow Realm of Battlezone on Twitter. Okay, everyone. That's the end of part two. We'll be back for part three soon.
Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, live from Edinburgh Festival. With Tom.
Ahoy!
Yes, we missed it.
I just thought that when you didn't.
We almost went through the whole podcast about you saying ahoy. And me, Craig. Ash is back down south in Gaffer Tapes HQ doing his interviews with some of our league members. That could, of course, be you. If you want to join in with a mini league, then we'll be giving you the pin later on. We've already given out a few times because Tom's liking to pretending really being a children's TV presenter, for which he would never get a job. As a TV presenter, you've said dog shit at least four times throughout
the
podcast.
Yeah, I can really smell it as well.
Which you can smell it. We're going to do a last here. It's obviously a bit of a shorter podcast this week, just because the season's just about to kick off. As soon as it does, we'll be back to our normal full-length service resumed. And, you know, the transfer window is still completely open. And signings are still going on, apparently. Clubs are trying to half prepare for their first match and half do a bit of business. But all in all, as signings now, if the window was to close now, or slam shut, as they often say, Jim White.
Slam.
Who would you say, which club in the Premiership has done the best business, bang for their buck?
I'd say, without being biased, I am an Arsenal fan, but I do think it's Arsenal. We sold Vermaelen, who hasn't had a game for us for how long? I mean, I thought Vermaelen was going to be fantastic. I thought he was going to be the next Adams. He was going to be the next hero at Arsenal. And he didn't play well for how long? And we sold him for, what, 15 million?
It's the next Adams. That's what he was being touted as.
In my mind.
Yeah. I mean, there's still time for him to become a violent alcoholic.
And you know,
he tries really hard.
And Shad Caprice as well.
If he gets his head down.
Apparently, if he really tries. I liked him. I thought he was brilliant. And he weren't getting a game, and it was disappointing to see him go. But I mean, 15 million we got for him?
Mm.
That was great. Signing Sanchez.
Yeah.
I think that was a great move.
I think I caught him off guard.
That was a really big move. Yeah, I didn't. Everyone was saying, so-and-so were in for him. I think Chelsea were in for him at one point. City were being linked, and he comes to us. I thought, brilliant.
Well, during the World Cup podcast, you were saying, I'm fed. Oh, we won't sign anyone for big money. We know we'll sign some 14-year-old Albanian
that no one's
big
ever
thing.
Heard of.
And then all of a sudden, Sanchez signs. As if Wenger was like, fuck you, Tom Holmes.
Yeah. Well, apparently he listens to the podcast and really wanted to show me.
Yeah, he's the manager of Exeter Gentry.
Is he? Yeah. Sounds like he would be. So I do think it's us. I mean, there's been other stuff. I do think Costa for Chelsea.
Is that the standout signing, do you think, individual signing?
Costa for Chelsea, is it?
Because that's kind of their missing piece.
Possibly, yeah, because they needed that centre forward who was. I mean, Drogba going back.
Yeah, Fabregas signing.
Yeah, Fabregas. That's what. Do you know what? I keep forgetting about that. Yeah. I keep seeing photos of him training at Chelsea. Yeah. I keep thinking, fucking hell, I keep forgetting about him.
Just spying on Chelsea training like a
creepy. I often do that.
Creepy ex.
A voyeur.
Tell you what, I looked on his profile. Mm. Now I sound creepy.
Yeah, I looked on his
profile. I saw his window. Yeah. I was just looking for his mail.
Rummaging through his bins.
Yeah, so he should pay off that bill. He really should. And the Fabregas player profile on Fantasy Football. The years haven't done him well. His hairline.
Yeah.
Jesus. Because he's 29, isn't he?
He's young, yeah.
So, do you think he's still making an impact at Chelsea?
I think he will. I think he'll be good, yeah. It's one of those where I couldn't bring myself to put him in my team.
Yeah.
That may change if he starts, smashing it.
Again, I've thought about it for the opening day, but I don't know. When it comes to Chelsea and City, we've said it before, but you don't know that starting 11 yet.
No, that's right, yeah, because they've got so many. They've got such a strong squad that you don't know who's going to get a game and who's not.
It seems stupid. Right. City are, of course, they won the league. They're the best team in the country. And yet I'll often have an 11 with no City players in it for the opening day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't think I've got a City player.
Hart, Company and the spine, Hart, Company, Touré and Aguero will play whenever they're fit. But other than that, you don't want to...
Aguero's never fit, though, is he?
You'd think Zabaleta will definitely have a game now. Bakary Sanya's signed.
Dzeko's always really cheap. He's like 8 million.
And bangs goals in.
And bangs goals in, but then sometimes he doesn't play. Mm. It's like they were Drogba. He's really, really cheap. I think he's like about, I can't remember, maybe 7 mil, 6.5 or something like that. But then you think, well, that's definitely worth it. If he does play, surely he's gonna play well. He's going to score potentially. But is he going to play?
Are they going to bring him off the bench, surely, before they bring off Torres? So surely he will get games. He will get minutes, Drogba.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So maybe that's something I might look into.
And if you really just want to piss off some Chelsea fans, just stick Frank Lampard in your team.
Yeah.
That must be sickening.
That must be sickening
to see him smiling, beaming away in his Man City shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of all like sort of slipped past me. Like I thought it was a done deal in moving to America.
Well, he has. He's done. Because you've been up here in the Edinburgh bubble. He signed, obviously, but New York City FC is a new MLS franchise.
Yeah.
The MLS is still going on, so they can't play till next season, which is in February, and they're owned by Man City, like part owned.
Okay, right.
And an American sports company who own, I think, the Yankees. So he could either go to two of their affiliates. It was either going to Melbourne, I think it was, or going to Man City.
Oh, and he's signed a full contract.
He's signed with New York City. Yeah, he signed with New York City.
Oh, so what? But he's kind of on loan.
He's on loan to City.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So he signed for New York City and he's on loan to Man City. And again, I think people are sort of saying, "Oh, he's 36," but he went to the World Cup and he was still playing well for Chelsea.
Yeah.
He'll still get games for City.
Oh yeah,
especially against Chelsea.
Impact player. I think
you'd play him against Chelsea without shadow. You'd give him the captain's armbands,
definitely, yeah.
just to piss him off. I would, but yeah, I think, to be honest, I think Costa and Fabregas for me are the two signings of the, a lot of them are unknown,
definitely Costa,
gambles,
I think, yeah.
And I'm not going to be one of those people who pretends to know about, you know, Lazar Markovic for Liverpool playing for Benfica. I don't,
yeah.
Maybe he's class, but who knows. And do you know what, the one that really surprised me actually in terms of signing was Stephen Caulker going to QPR.
Oh, he's in my team. I've stuck him
is
in.
He
yeah I've stuck him in.
Well, there you go,
because he was cheap.
I've never seen you look so smug.
Yeah, no, I liked it because you said it and I'd already done it. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just thought he was at Spurs and then he went to Cardiff. He got an England cap when he was at Spurs, I think, or a squad call up. And I just presumed Cardiff will go down and either, you know, one of the big guns, one of Arsenal, United, Liverpool will just pick him up.
Yeah.
And they'll play. You know, United aren't exactly stocked with centre-halves.
No.
You know, Ferdinand Vidic gone. I just thought, but Colker's obviously been swayed by playing under Redknapp again. Rio Ferdinand's going to hold his hand.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's definitely helped them out. It's a big sign out. But
yeah,
fantasy
stuck
football,
him in, it was nice. Well, because I think he'll get points. He'll be one of those, like Shawcross. Always performed and always
solid.
Did really well. Solid and just kept getting a lot of points. So I'm guessing that, I'm hoping rather, that he's going to be like that. And he was a little bit cheaper when it was literally down to like 0.5 of a mil.
Yeah.
He was that bit cheaper than someone like Shawcross or, you know. So yeah, I went for him.
Well, there you go. And he'll play pretty much every game.
That's right. Yeah,
we're going to do now what is the rank number 2 in the most maligned features of the Gaffer Tapes, behind only Tom's random transfer generator.
That was brilliant.
That was bloody brilliant.
That was.
Which is the Gaffer Gambler.
What was that? That's the special jingle.
Well, just woo.
Yeah, excited. Like excited Edinburgh jingle.
Sounds like a tired Ric Flair.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. But the Gaffer Gambler, it's going to be a disappointing one, because obviously, you know, we taught you how to lose money during the World Cup. And now we're going to do it for like 38 games, so
yeah.
That'll be great. And to be honest, odds-wise, we're blown out of the water. I had prepared who was going to be the first manager to get sacked or quit or leave their job. And the odds are always quite interesting on that. But Tony Pulis went and
did
it.
He's gone, yeah.
What was that? That was mental.
Yeah, out of left field, wasn't it, a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't really know what was behind
I still haven't read up on what
actually
happened.
It's the same I liked Pulis.
Well, he was like manager of the year pretty much last year. He saved them and then he's gone.
And
but
now he's gone, yeah.
The only gaffer gambling tip I would have, I'd say first game of the season, if you're looking to spend a few quid, we might go to a bookie straight after this, a Scottish bookie, a Mook Bookies.
Yes, please.
Let's
Mook
do it.
Bookies.
Yeah, why not? Put on some Mook bets.
Well, that would scare me. I don't like going into normal bookies. Going into a Scottish bookie, holy shit.
It's Iron Brew and... They do sell Iron Brew in the bookies.
Do they?
In my local Iron Brooks.
Yeah, there's a lot of Iron Brew around. There's a lot of Iron Brew. I asked for one sausage, right, at the...
The Chippy.
At the Chippy. They gave me two large battered sausages. I went, I just wanted one. He went, we don't do one.
So they didn't understand? Yeah. What
they didn't
do you
understand?
Mean they don't do one?
Well, no. Their one sausage is two sausages.
Yeah. But do they not understand that you could just take one away? Did you give them one back?
No. I said, I only wanted one, and he went, that is one portion
that's
of
a sausage supper.
Is double sausage.
That's true.
I didn't want any chips. I just wanted to go home, pop in a bit of bread.
Did you ask for a supper?
No. I just said, can I have one sausage?
Oh, okay.
Gave me two battered sausages.
With chips?
No, I didn't want chips.
Did they give you chips?
They didn't give me chips, no.
Well, why are you talking about chips?
I didn't want chips.
I know, but why are you saying chips then?
I didn't say chips.
Oh, my God. But yeah, if you in Scotland, if you ask for a something supper,
I didn't say supper. I
know you didn't. I'm
telling
you future advice. I'm trying to help you.
All right.
If you say supper, like sausage supper, that means with chips.
Oh, okay.
But you know, if you go into a chippy up here, having lived here for like 15 years, if you go into a chippy up here and you ask for like a burger and chips,
yeah,
they batter the burger.
I know.
And the pizza.
Everything I've asked for is battered.
They batter the pizza.
They just don't give you the option of not having it battered.
Well, it's not that they don't, it's not they want you to have it like that. They just think, they think it's mental not to.
Yeah.
And salt, you're in Edinburgh, so salt and sauce is a big thing.
Like battered salt.
Yeah.
Rubbish. Yeah. Really terrible. Rubbish. Yeah, I had a, instantly had a stroke.
But somehow we've digressed onto chippies.
From Pulis to stroke.
Is that what it was? Maybe that's so. Why he went.
Yeah.
We've
He's
nailed
had a stroke.
It.
We've just... We've
Gaffer Tate's exclusive. Tony Pulis had a stroke after battering
some money on
salt.
That. Can you put money on that?
What, Tony Pulis having a stroke?
How did he leave?
If he then
three
has
to one stroke.
If he then has a stroke, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But all I would say is goals, put some, like... Early days, I think people are still gelling. I always think there's going to be plenty of goals in games, conceding over 2.5 goals. And the other tip is really boring, and it's like a safety video you get in school, but it's don't bet for the first weekend. Like, it's patterns haven't formed yet.
Yeah.
Pre-season means nothing, so it's quite difficult to get. But I know that makes it sound like stay away from drugs, kids. But
that's probably a good shout, isn't it?
Don't stay away from betting. It's great. But...
Although the odds would be better, wouldn't they?
Well, just stay away from betting.
No. If you bet the first week, surely it'd be
better. I don't know, because I still think everyone's going to be like, they're guessing as well. So, yeah, if you're really good, you'll catch them out. But anyone taking my advice clearly isn't really good. So right. It's not really a problem.
Yeah.
And obviously, big, big football news outside of England is, you'll know this, Sunday, bloody Hearts Hibs. Only I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
But
are they football teams, are they?
Mate, just you wait. You're in Edinburgh
Hearts
for
Hibs.
An Edinburgh derby.
Yeah, big. Yeah, there has been some football on.
Hearts beat Rangers last week 2-1.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, there's about three teams in that league, aren't they? They just play each other all the time.
There's 12 teams.
12. It's gone up.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it used to be 10. It did used to be 10.
But we're not in the top flight, right. Hearts.
Oh, aren't you?
No.
Oh, that's even worse. Right, okay, yeah. Okay, so yeah, let's talk about that. Sorry.
No, let's not.
I feel very dismissive. No.
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, did you win a game?
I know, I feel like a kid who's come home.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
no,
good.
Take your boots off.
Yeah.
Leave them at the door. Yeah. You've like screwed up the picture that I wanted to put on the fridge. Shit on it.
Yeah.
I hope you have a bad pizza or have a heart attack. And I hope no one turns up to your show.
Oh, cheers.
It's all right. But anyway, catch Tom Holmes'
show,
in Shake Shaft. But yeah, just before we go, obviously, no doubt tonight you'll have a last little tinker of your team, changing your lineup. Remember to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. If you're feeling bold and want to reveal any of your lineup, screenshot it to us. Then do so. We'll definitely give anyone a mention who does that, because a lot of people keep it quite secret if they don't want their mates finding out. But you can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, and more importantly, get involved in the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football League.
Absolutely.
There's prizes for the best name. We'll have some get some shout outs and mentions. You'll get some prizes if you win it, if you can beat Ash, our resident expert. Tom's got the pin.
I have indeed, yes. The pin is 76843-24281. That's 76843-24281.
Brilliant. So yeah, so that's the mini league. You can get involved in that. Obviously, we're on there under the Gaffer Tapes Tom, the Gaffer Tapes Craig, and the Gaffer Tapes Ash. But that's all for now for the pre-season special. Tweet us, get involved at the Gaffer Tapes, join the mini league. And this time next week, we'll be speaking to you, and we'll actually have some football results to talk about.
It's exciting.
Time to go. It's
Start
the big
the
kickoff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.